Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, my wonderful friends. Welcome back to another episode of r/Pro Revenge. Guys, in this episode, you're going to hear one long story. OP's coworker frames him and gets him terminated from a company all because she doesn't like him. Guys, fasten your seatbelts for this ride because it's so, so crazy. I hope you stay for the story today and do hit that subscribe button for future revenge stories. Let's get into it. This story is titled, Coworker Gets Me Fired, My Many Years Waiting for Revenge. If revenge is best served cold, then my revenge was many years in the freezer, and this week was finally pulled out, and had whipped cream and a cherry put on top before it was finally served. Background. So I worked for Company A for almost a decade that had one small team consisting of 10 people doing commissioned work for businesses in my city. The owner treated us like family, knowing that we worked long and hard days, sometimes 60 hours a week. He paid us better than expected, with bonuses on the regular. He even gave the whole company a week off paid when his son was getting married so we could attend it. We had our squabbles like any other family, and things weren't always bright and perfect, but this is to show how nice the owner treated his employees, and didn't screw me over. After working there for years, the manager position became open. By then, I was one of the most senior workers with Company A, so I thought I'd apply, which had a few others interested to do so as well. I didn't get the position mainly because, despite my experience at Company A, I didn't have a business administration degree. Someone who worked for the owner did, so he got it. Realizing the education I would have to get and the demand of this job, I thought long and hard and concluded that if I wanted to go anywhere in life, I would have to get that degree. Coming right out of high school to work for Company A was great, but if I wanted to do something more, I would have to go to university. I talked to the owner and gave my 2 weeks' notice. When I explained what I wanted to do and why, he understood that I was trying to make something of myself. This all becomes relevant later, I promise. Going to university, I found that I had tuition covered through the government grants, but not things like food, rent, etc. So I looked around and eventually found work at Company B. Company B was a retail store, with bigger staff than I'd been used to, somewhere around 50 employees, but had such a huge employee turnaround that it was scary at times. They dealt with a wider range of goods, from groceries to very expensive items. They had a certain niche clientele that they could order items for and cater to. I ended up working part-time in their warehouse and answered to the warehouse supervisor, who answered to the manager. But for this, only the sales supervisor is relevant. So skip forward 7 years. In that time, I got my BA degree and worked at Company B the whole time, going from part-time to full, and eventually applied for the warehouse supervisor position. I was interviewed, got the job, been supervisor for months when the manager and I hired Kay as a warehouse clerk. Kay isn't the one to get the revenge, but she played a crucial part in the revenge. Then bitch gets hired. She started out as a cashier, working quickly up the chain and brown-nosing as many coworkers as possible, including the manager. When a sales rep went on mat leave, she quickly jumped at the chance to work in sales and ended up permanently being a part of that team, then the sales supervisor soon after. Me and bitch got along like oil and water. We butted heads over things constantly, and she would tell the manager all the small things that I did, but then she would call me a snitch when I reported the issues that she was causing. She would badmouth me and my warehouse staff, talk over me at meetings, and try to take credit for my ideas. She openly told coworkers that I was the cause of many issues and couldn't wait for me to leave. Oh, and she was never at fault. It would be the customer's fault, my fault, the delivery driver's fault, or another coworker's fault, etc. There were times when we got together well, but far and few between. Then, I get fired. So, one day, a very, and I mean very expensive ring set, which is over $5,000, was ordered by one of our customers, and it comes in. So years ago, I set up a procedure for any type of jewelry so it will not get lost or stolen. The last step is, once we've done everything with it in the warehouse, we take it to the office and have someone put it in the safe immediately. This particular time, I was the one who received the rings, so once going through the procedure, I told Kay that I was taking it to the office. The only one available who had the combination to the safe was Bitch. I asked her if she could open the safe, and she looked at me, looked at the jewelry box in my hand, then said, "Put it down here on my desk. I'll put it away once I'm done this email." Keep in mind that me and the bitch had had a serious spat over something earlier that day, and I generally didn't feel like being close to her if I could help it, so I never saw her put it in the safe myself. So the next day, I get a call from the manager to come to his office. I head there to find manager, bitch, and the HR consultant, and this is where some real shit hits the fan. The manager tells me that said ring set has disappeared. I tell them the procedure I followed, and the last I saw them was with bitch. The manager tells me that she checked the box and said the box was empty. The manager then pulls the box out. The box that the rings were in was indeed empty. I swear to the manager that the rings were inside when I checked before giving them to bitch.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
At this point, it's my word against hers. By stroke of bad luck, the in-store video recorder had broken down days before the incident, so there was no way to verify what happened. We all know that someone has to take the blame for it, and that's when bitch strikes, saying it was my fault, since it was last seen in my hands. The manager asked if this is true. Then I realized that yes, I was indeed the last person to touch the thing, and I never actually saw bitch pick up the box. She gives me the look that screamed, "Gotcha!" Manager and HR consultant ask us both to leave. After what seemed like forever, I get called in. The manager tells me that since I was responsible for the rings at the time, and they're now lost, that they would be firing me. But since they had no proof as to whether I stole the rings or not, they wouldn't press charges. I go back to the warehouse and tell Kay and the other warehouse clerks what just happened. I grabbed my personal belongings and left that day. After a couple of weeks to try to get my head around what just happened and weighing my options, I decide that my first priority is to try to get some sort of job. And consider it lucky if I get a job flipping burgers with a bad reputation when they ask Company B. I call the owner of Company A to get a good reference from them and explained what happened and why I was calling, only to get a shock of a lifetime. The manager position was about to be open. The guy who I lost the position to was retiring soon due to complicated health reasons. The owner had kept tabs on me while at university and understood when I didn't immediately come back to him. But with the golden opportunity like this, he wanted me back, and I wasn't going to say no. I dive into my new job I originally wanted, with the owner I enjoyed working for. I thought, then and there, that everything would be behind me, not knowing it would come back, not to bite me, but to pay dividends. The revenge. I found out after Bitch's reckoning. After I was fired, Kay knew she had to do something about Bitch. Kay knew that I wouldn't lose or steal something like the rings, but also knew that without proof, Bitch would deny that she did it, and have Kay and her crosshairs to attack next. So after talking with her husband, she hatched a plan. she started hanging out with Bitch, telling her things like, "I'm so glad he's gone," or "wish he'd been fired much earlier." Bitch, feeling high from getting rid of one of her thorns in her side, soaked it all in, and after a couple of weeks, invited Kay and Kay's husband for drinks at her place with her husband. Months pass, and Kay and her husband do regular things together with Bitch and her husband, including drinking on the weekends and couple-related events. When together, Kay would occasionally badmouth me, and Bitch would agree. Finally, after over a year of playing nice, Kay and her husband were at Bitch's house for one of her drinking parties, and Kay randomly badmouthed me, mentioning the rings in passing. Then Bitch says something that Kay was waiting for. She says, "I wanted those rings, so I stole them." Kay, hearing this, asked for more details. Kay's husband looks at her and tries to wave her off with one hand, then gives up when Bitch keeps talking. That day, Bitch had stopped writing her email and was gonna put the rings in the safe. The safe was open, and she was about to put the rings away when she had an idea. See, as mentioned above, Bitch wanted me gone from Company B. She also wanted the rings. And she knew that the cameras weren't working. She figured that she could pocket the rings, tell the manager they were missing, and spin it so I would take the blame. Kay then asked where the rings are now, and Bitch, being too drunk and not seeing a reason not to brag, not only tells her, but shows her where they are in her room, all while Kay's husband had been recording the whole conversation on his phone. Kay gives a copy of the recording to the manager at work the next day, and police are called immediately. Bitch is arrested, and her house is raided. They find the rings, and Kay and her husband give the recording and testimonies to the police. Bitch's reckoning has begun. So the revenge on my side. I get a call from the prosecutor's office after Bitch is arrested and charged with theft over $5,000, among other things. He wants me to testify about what she did to me. I didn't skip a beat in saying yes. Fast track to the trial. Prosecutor has me, Kay, and her husband testify and plays the recording of Bitch admitting that she stole the items. Her attorney tries to throw out the case, saying that Kay just got Bitch deliberately drunk, but the judge didn't buy it, since there was proof that she drank all the time. The judge was lenient and gave her 5 years in prison, which she yelled was unfair, but I personally thought she got off easy. Meanwhile, as the trial was happening, I was talking with a lawyer to sue Bitch for setting me up like she did. We were also going to sue Company B for wrongful termination, but they settled the day they got the notice of the lawsuit and knew they were going to lose. Bitch wasn't so lucky. They tried some trickery by having her husband divorce her and saying that he received everything in the divorce, but my lawyer added him to the lawsuit as well. My lawyer asked for overall $3,500 for emotional distress, back pay from when I was fired until I started with Company A again, and legal fees. And now you're wondering where the metaphoric cherry is on the story. Well, we recently had someone leave Company A, and we were hiring someone to replace them. The owner was going over the resumes and set up interviews for the job this week, and lo and behold, Bitch was one of the people to apply, but he didn't know that. She came in her slotted time, looking to brown nose her way through. Then she saw me. I smiled an evil smile, and she went white. All I said was, "Ah, Bitch, how are you? Remember me?" A deer in the headlight look from her. I look at her resume and say, "I'm sorry. I don't think you'll be a good fit for our company. Thank you for applying." She said not one word and left. Kay deserves an award for being such an amazing co-worker. I mean, befriending someone they hate at work, pretending to be buddy-buddy, all to get intel and expose them. And that wraps up another episode of r/pro revenge. Guys, if you've missed the last episode of r/pro revenge, you need to listen to it right now. OP is a private investigator who gets screwed over by a rich scumbag, and the revenge is all too sweet. I hope you guys got your revenge fix for the day, and I'll see you guys in the next one.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.